弟兄姐妹平安。Today's passage will be taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
今天的经文取自哥林多后书第十三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 13. I'll read to you in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. This will be my third visit to you.Every matter must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. I've already given you a warning when I was with you the second time. I now repeat it while absent. On my return, I will not spare those who have sinned earlier or any of the others, since you are demanding proof that Christ is speaking through me. He is not weak in dealing with you, but is powerful among you.For to be sure he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by God's power. Likewise, we are weak in him, yet by God's power we will live with him in our dealing with you. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you, unless, of course, you fail the test? And I trust that you will discover that we have not failed the test. Now we pray to God that you will not do anything wrong.Not so that people will see that we have stood the test, but so that you will do what is right, even though we may have seemed to have failed. For we do not do anything against the truth, but only for the truth. We are glad whenever we are weak, but you are strong, and our prayer is that you may be fully restored. This is why I write these things when I'm absent, that when I come, I may not have to be harsh in my use of authority, the authority that the Lord has given me for building you up,not for tearing you down. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice, strive for full restoration, encourage one another, be of one mind, live in peace, and the Lord of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the God's people here send their greetings. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This morning we will look at two things.
今天我们要探讨两个课题
Peace and judgment
就是审判与和平
Now what is the relationship between peace and judgment?
和平和审判的关系是什么呢
Now the concepts of peace and judgment they seem like polar opposites to us
和平和审判的概念似乎是对比的
When we think about peace we think that it's you know, restful and calm When we think about judgment we think that oh, this is serious and terrifying
和平是平静的，而审判是严肃可怕的。
Yet such simplistic perspective of these two things, they are unhelpful to us.
然而，对这些概念有这种简单化的观点是无益的。
In today's passage, Paul firstly makes it very clear to us that he is going to come for judgment to the Corinthians.
在今天的经文里，保罗清楚地说，他要来拜访哥林多是为了审判。
However, this is not judgment for judgment's sake.
不过这不是为了审判而审判。
Paul is not doing this because he likes to punish his enemies.
保罗不是因为喜欢对付他的敌人而这么做。
Because we know Paul, you know, by this time he's already used to all kinds of insults, abuses that is thrown on him because of all the difficult work that he has to do in his missionary work.
毕竟保罗已经习惯了因为工作所带来的侮辱和虐待。
Therefore, judgment.What Paul wants to bring is not an end in itself.
所以审判不是为了审判。
What is the end then?
那最终的目的是什么呢?
What is the main objective of Paul's visit?
他此行的主要目的是什么?
And this is my first point for today. The aim of judgment is peace.
这就是我今天的第一点。审判的目的就是和平。
The aim of judgment is peace.
审判的目的就是和平。
Paul's ultimate wish for the Corinthian church is actually for peace.
保罗对哥林多教会的最终愿望就是为了和平。
And we can deduce his ultimate wish for the Corinthian church from these final verses in his letter.
我们可以从他的书信的最后几节如此的推断。
He says, strive for full restoration, encourage one another, be of one mind, and live in peace.
他说，要做完全人，要受安慰，要同心合意，要彼此和睦。
This seems like four separate commands.
这好像是四个不同的吩咐。
But actually, these four commands mean the same thing.
但是有同样的意思。
that this Corinthian church, they must now work towards peace by encouraging one another, one mind, full restoration. All this is about the same thing.
哥林多教会要建立和平的关系，要彼此鼓励。
So what we know is that Paul's opponents, they have torn apart this church with their false teachings.
保罗的对手以假教导使教会分裂。
But Paul wants this unity to be restored once again.
但是保罗要恢复这团结。
He then goes on to remind them that the God that they worship is the God of love and peace.
他提醒他们仁爱和和平的神的存在。
He then tells them, you guys must greet one another with a holy kiss.
他们必须亲嘴问安。
What does this mean? This is a gesture of mutual acceptance.
这是彼此认可的表达。
He then tells them that you are one body as all of God's people.
他们与众圣徒是一体。
This fellowship that they have is also found with the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
这团体也在圣灵的感动里面找得到。
And this we see is presented in the blessing that they have this fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
这呈现在祝福里面，就是由圣灵的感动。
So in short, the final verses that we see from Paul, these tells us repeatedly that actually Paul's aim for the Corinthian church is to have peace.
总之，这最后几节一再的声明，保罗最终的目的就是为了和平。
Yes, we know that in this third visit that Paul is going to make to the Corinthian church, there will be this showdown, this judgment time between him and his opponents.
我们知道保罗第三次拜访哥林多的时候，他将与他的对敌的人做最后的对抗。
It is a time for judgment.
审判的时候到了。
But we know, but from Paul's final verses, that the aim of his judgment is for peace.
但是从保罗的最后几节里，我们知道审判的目的是和平。
Next slide. So that, therefore, we see this. There is this causal relationship between judgment and peace.
我们看到审判与和平有了因果关系。
The aim of judgment is peace.
要有审判才能得到和平。
Judgment is exercised so that peace may be achieved.
要有审判才能达到和平。
But we therefore ask, how does judgment accomplish this?
但是审判怎么完成这点呢？
How does judgment lead to peace?
审判怎么会会带来和平呢？
Judgment leads to peace because justice is restored and evil is removed.
审判之所以能达到和平，是因为恢复了正义，消除了邪恶。
Why is there no peace in the first place?
为什么起初没有和平呢？
It is because of falsehood.
是因为谎言。
These false teachers, they deliver their false teachings and slander God's character in for their own good.
这些假教师，他们传遍假教导，为了自己的利益，毁谤保罗的人格。
This is why there is no peace.
这就是为什么没有和平。
It is evil because falsehood has now broken apart the fabric of trust and faithfulness within the community.
这是恶的，因为谎言破坏了群体里的信任和忠诚。
And this is why judgment can bring peace.
这就是为什么审判之所以可以达到和平。
Judgment can bring peace because all this deceit, all this falsehood, all this dishonesty, they are now being confronted in judgment.
审判之所以可以达到和平，是因为指控这些诡计和不诚实的行为。
Judgment brings justice.
这样子，审判就带来了公义。
This is why judgment therefore cannot be about vengeance.
这就是为什么审判不是为了报复。
Judgment cannot be about self-righteousness.
审判不是自以为是。
The cornerstone of judgment is justice.
审判的根基就是公义。
And because justice is the cornerstone, therefore everything must be done properly, must be in good legal order, so that the truth can be brought to light.
这就是为什么一切必须照律法来做，才能把真相显明。
And therefore, Paul quotes from Deuteronomy.
保罗从《生命记》里说，
One witness is not enough to convict anyone accused of any crime or offense that they may have committed.
人无论犯什么罪，做什么恶，不可凭一个人的口做见证。
And then he quotes, A matter must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses.
总要凭两三个人的口做见证才可定案。
If a malicious witness takes the stand and accuses someone of a crime.
若有凶恶的人的见证人起来，见证某人作恶。
Two people must be involved in the dispute, must stand in the presence of the Lord before the priest and the judge who are in office at that time.
这两个争讼的人就要站在耶和华面前和当时的祭司并审判官面前。
And then here he says, the judges must make a thorough investigation.
审判官要细细的查究。
And if the witnesses prove to be a liar giving false testimony against a fellow Israelite,
若见证人果然是做假见证的，以假见证陷害弟兄。
And then it says, do to the false witness as that false witness has intended to do to the other party.
你们就要待他如同他想要待的弟兄。
You must purge the evil from among you.
这样就把那恶从你们中间除掉。
And then it says, the rest of the people will hear of this, and they will be afraid, and never again will such an evil thing be done among you.
别人听见都要害怕，就不敢在你们中间再行这样的恶了。
And then here we come to the famous phrase, show no pity, life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, and foot for foot.
你眼不可顾惜，要以命偿命，以眼还眼，以牙还牙，以手还手，以脚还脚。
Brothers and sisters, truth.Is what destroys falsehood.
弟兄姐妹，真理能毁灭谎言。
Here we see that the law this demands for a thorough investigation reinforced by credible witnesses.
有了彻底的调查，加上可靠的证人。
Everyone can therefore from this point on be able to differentiate between all those false accusations from the truth about Paul.
每个人都可以分辨出假的指控和有关保罗的事实。
What is the truth?
事实是什么?
What is the truth about Paul?
有关保罗的事实是什么?
Paul wants to bring out the most fundamental theology about Christ.
就是有关基督最基本的神学。
And he says that he is crucified in weakness, yet he lives by God's power.
他因软弱被钉在十字架上，却因神的大能仍然活着。
And this is the point that we have repeatedly brought out throughout the whole series in 2 Corinthians.
我们一直在哥林多后书这系列讲到带出这一点。
That God's power it lies not in successes or personal accomplishments.
神的能力不在成功或个人的成就里。
God's power is manifested in human weakness and suffering.
而是在痛苦和软弱里显现出来。
And Paul says this is true for Jesus Christ.
来形容基督是正确的。
And this is also true for Paul himself.
来形容保罗也是正确的。
And now he will bring witnesses from the Corinthian church itself or from Macedonia. They will testify that indeed God's grace is manifested through the hardships that Paul has to face.
哥林多和马其顿教会的人可以做见证，他们借着保罗的受苦而体验到了神的恩典。
So Paul's opponents, they want proof?
保罗的敌人要证据吗?
This is the proof.
这就是证据。
At judgment time, Paul's reputations and apostleship will be vindicated.
在审判的时候，保罗的名誉和使徒的身份就可以得以平复。
And justice will be established.
正义得以伸张。
Truth overcomes falsehood.
真理胜过谎言。
For peace to happen,
但是如果要和平,
not only justice must be served,
不只要主持公义,
evil must also be purged during judgment time,
也必须在审判的时候排除邪恶。
And this is why in Deuteronomy it says that the law is do to the false witness what that false witness intend to do to the other party.
所以在生命记里说，律法是要对待做假见证的人，如同他想要待的弟兄。
And this is the background for the phrase which says show no pity, life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, and foot for foot.
这就是句子，你眼不可顾惜，要以命偿命，以眼还眼，以牙还牙，以手还手。以脚还脚的背景。
We often think that this phrase refers to revenge.
我们一直以为这句话是指报复。
I stress again, this is not revenge.
我再次强调，这不是报复。
Why must this be done so that evil is purged when justice is established?
必须如此行，才能排除邪恶，伸张正义。
Now we do not know eventually what Paul did to the Corinthian church when he went for showdown.
我们不知道保罗最终做了什么。
But he did say in 2 Corinthians that on my return, I will not spare those who sinned earlier or any of the others.
但是他有说过，就是对那犯了罪的和其余的人说，我若再来，必不宽容。
Brothers and sisters, evil cannot be spared.
邪恶是不能饶恕的。
Evil must be removed in order for peace to happen.
他必须去除才能有和平。
All these lies, all these slander, all these scandals, they must be expelled so that the community can now live in peace with one another.
谎言必须驱逐，群体才能和平相处。
And this is my second point.That judgment leads to peace because judgment will bring about the restoration of justice and the purging of evil.
我再重复我第二点，就是审判之所以可以达到和平，就是因为恢复了正义，消除了邪恶。
Now I want to do a little reflection on this first two points before moving on to the final point.
在讲我的第三点之前，我想对第一和第二点做些反省。
Now, as humans, sometimes we are afraid of this idea of judgment.
我们往往会对审判感到害怕。
Why are we afraid of judgment? Because we are afraid of punishment.
我们怕被惩罚。
What if we fail the test?
万一我们不及格怎么办？
Now, based on what we have learned from these first two points, I believe that our fears are unjustified.
从第一和第二点所学的来看，我相信我们的恐惧是没有根据的。
Because the aim of judgment is for peace.
因为审判的目的是和平。
Judgment, we know, can bring about peace because justice will be restored and evil will be removed.
审判之所以可以带来和平，是因为恢复了正义，消除了邪恶。
And these two points therefore tell us that we, instead of fearing judgment, judgment should be something that we eagerly anticipate.
这两点告诉我们，我们不需要害怕审判。审判是一个我们可以急切期待的东西。
Because without judgment, there is no peace.
因为没有审判，就没有和平。
Lies and slander and all those gossips, they will continue to stay unopposed.
没有人能对抗那些撒谎和诽谤的。
Evil is not confronted.
没有人能对抗邪恶。
And therefore, we must bring about judgment for peace to occur.
所以我们要带来审判，才会有和平。
There is a Chinese saying, 不怕祸比祸，就怕不识货。I believe that's true.
我相信那是事实。
If you have the truth, you should not be afraid of a proper confrontation, a proper comparison.
若有了真理，就不用怕做对比。
We see here today that Paul is not afraid of a showdown, of a confrontation, of a judgment, because he knows he has the truth.
我们看到保罗之所以不怕对抗，是因为他知道他有真理。
Again, let's think about a time where you have been wronged.
请你回想你曾经被冤枉的时候。
Nobody knows the truth.
那时候没有人知道真相。
Nobody knows the truth because the reality has been twisted by all the lies, all the misinformation.
因为真实已经被谎言和错误的信息扭曲了。
Now you can try to convince other people of the truth.
你努力地向别人说有关的事实。
But your enemies are also spreading those so-called truths.
但你的敌人也在传播他们的所谓的事实。
You may succeed in convincing some of your truth.
你可能可以说服几个。
But there will be others who are persuaded otherwise.
但也是有些人会相信别的。
In the end,The community is being divided.
结果整个群体有了分歧。
There is no peace.
没有和平。
There is no peace. There's one camp on this side, on your side.
有些人站在你这边。
There's another camp that is against you.
有些跟你对立。
There's a camp that's on the fence.
又有些站在中间。
Maybe there's a camp that say, hey, why are you all fighting?
还有一些人会说，为什么你们一直在争吵？
And I believe that this is the pain that is being experienced by Paul.
我想这就是保罗所体验到的痛苦。
This is a church that he has founded. This is a church that he loved.
他辛辛苦苦建立的教会。
And yet this church that he has built up is now being destroyed by falsehood.
却被假的教导给毁灭。
Now in times like this,
在这种时候
，judgment is a necessity. Judgment is a relief for all.
审判是必要的，也是种安慰。
You must therefore eagerly prepare for judgment and await judgment.
你迫不及待地等待审判。
因为 because peace is being restored.
因为和平就会恢复了。
Now as humans, we eagerly await peace.
我们人渴望和平。
Today, as Christians, we understand that we must also eagerly await judgment.
今天，身为基督徒，我们知道我们应该迫不及待地等待审判。
Because judgment is the time where truth is being upheld.
因为审判就是维护真理的时候。
Judgment is the time where the righteous is being vindicated.
审判就是伸张正义的时候。
I have a final point to make about this relationship between judgment and peace.
关于审判与和平之间的关系，我还有最后一点。
For peace to truly happen, judgment must be done with the proper intentions.
若要有和平，审判的真正意图是很重要的。
What is Paul's intention for bringing about judgment?
保罗对哥林多教会的意图是什么？
His true intention for the Corinthian church is that they will all pass the test.
保罗是希望哥林多教会的每一个人都能胜过考验。
Now I know that there are some people who like to bring about judgment to prove that see I'm right, they are wrong.
有些人喜欢用律法来证明自己是对的，别人是错的。
Some people like to do tests and make it truly very difficult just to prove how hard an examiner he is.
有些人喜欢用很难的测验，使到别人不及格，来证明他们是严厉的考官。
I can assure you that all these are not Paul's intention.
这些都不是保罗的用意。
Paul's intention is that they will all pass the test.
保罗之所以要带来审判，是要他们全部及格。
And Paul needs to bring about this time of judgment so that they will all have peace.
保罗需要带来这次的审判，是为了他们得到和平。
But his wish for them, we know, is that they will all pass this judgment.
但他希望每个人都能成功的过关。
He is not going to manipulate the test scores or to lower the testing standard for this judgment.
他不会操纵成绩或降低考察的标准。
We know he will not do this because he cannot do anything that is against the truth, but only for the truth.
他凡事不能抵挡真理，只能扶助真理。
But this intention still is very important.
但是意图很重要。
And we know that his hope is for all of them to pass this test.
而保罗是希望他们全部都能及格。
How do we know that he has such intention that they will all pass the test?
我们怎么知道他有这种意图呢？
He says, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves.
他说，你们总要自己审查，有信心没有，也要自己试验。
Why is he saying this? So that they would have this mock test before the real exam.
这就好比是真的考试前的模拟考试。
If they really examine themselves, they will know whether Christ is in them before the actual showdown.
他们应该在真正的对抗之前，知道基督是否活在他们里面。
And if Christ is in them, Paul believes that they will respond positively to him.
若有基督在他们里面，那他们就会正面的回应保罗。
Paul's wish is that his opponents will now realize their errors upon self-examination.
保罗希望他的对手会自我反省之后知道错误。
Paul even says that now we pray to you that you will not do anything wrong.
保罗说，我们求神叫你们一切恶事都不做。
So that you will do what is right even though we may seem to have failed.
是要你们行事端正，任凭人看我们是被弃绝的吧。
This is interesting. He says that we will rather you do what is right, even though we may have seemed to have failed.
他说，我们宁愿你们行事端正，任凭人看我们是被弃绝的。
Here we see the real intention of Paul even further.
现在我们可以更清楚地看到保罗的真正意图。
Now he admits that he will look really silly, you know, if he bring this judgment and then show down, and in the end, everybody pass.
他承认每个人都会及格的审判会使他看起来很傻。
You know, because on hindsight, it would seem that, hey, why are you doing this? You know, why are you having this judgment time when everybody passed? It would seem really unnecessary.
因为到最后，如果每个人都及格了，那测验就会显得没有必要。
But Paul says that he would rather look to have failed in judgment time because everybody passed.
但是保罗说，他宁愿好像自己的审判失败，也没要每个人都及格。
Because as their pastor, he is more concerned about their status than his own.
身为他们的牧师，他总是关心他们的身份地位多过于自己的。
And this is why he says we are glad whenever we are weak, but you are strong.
所以保罗说，即使我们软弱，你们刚强，我们也欢喜。
Because our prayer is that you may be fully restored.
因为我们所求的就是你们做完全人。
We know his intentions.
我们知道他的意图。
He even tells them why he's telling them all these things and warning them early.
因为他已经跟他们解释了，他提前警告他们的原因。
He says, "I write to you when I'm absent. Why? So that I do not have to be harsh in my use of authority."
保罗说，所以我不在你们的时候，你们那里的时候，把这话写给你们，好叫我见你们的时候，不用照主所给我的权柄。
Now, he knows that he will have to bring about judgment in order to bring about peace.
他知道为了恢复和平，他可能需要带来审判。
But he will rather pass them all than to fail them.
但是他宁愿所有的人及格，也不要他们不及格。
Brothers and sisters, I believe that the intentions of God is just like the intentions of Paul.
弟兄姐妹，我相信神的意图和保罗的意图是一样的。
We are now in this season of Advent.
现在是降临节。
You see, whenever this color turns from green to purple, that's the time for Advent.
当前面的颜色从绿改成紫的时候，就是降临节。
Advent is this time of preparation for two major events.
降临节是为了准备两件大事件。
And it's the event of Christmas, and it's the event of the second coming of Christ.
就是圣诞节和主的再来。
It is a time of peace.
是和平的时候。
Many of us, when we think about Christmas,
每当我们想起圣诞节
，Oh, this is like you know, we imagine this fuzzy warm feeling of Christ the baby.
我们有那种小婴孩卧在马槽里的温暖舒服感觉。
Christmas is like this cute little baby coming to charm the entire world, especially the ladies with their maternal instincts.
圣诞节就好像小婴孩来到这世界，来唤起女士们的母性本能。
But and when we think about the second coming,
当我们想起主再来
or we imagine this glorious heavenly palace, you know, in the clouds,
我们幻想云彩里辉煌的天堂
angels and saints are there dressed tidily in robes and singing in harmony, playing their harps.
有天使圣人穿着整齐的白袍，和谐的唱歌，轻声的弹着竖琴。
But today we learn that actually peace and judgment they are interconnected.
但今天我们学习到和平和审判是互相联系的。
Christmas and second coming, yes, is a time for peace.
圣诞节和主再来是和平的时候。
But it's also the time for judgment.
但也是审判的时候。
This judgment must happen in order for peace to occur.
必须有审判才能有和平。
But the intentions of God we learn today is very important.
但是神的意图是很重要的。
Like Paul, God did not intend to just bring judgment for his own sake.
有如保罗，神带来审判不是为了审判。
He didn't bring judgment to fail us or to punish us.
他带来审判不是为了我们不及格或来惩罚我们。
It's not a chance to show, ah, see, I, God, you're right, all these you humans are wrong. No.
不是让他显示自己是对的，而我们是错的。
God's intention, God's wish is that we will all pass the test.
神的意图是希望我们都能过关。
This judgment in the end, you know, may seem quite weak and lame if everybody is able to pass it.
若每个人都过关，审判可能会显得又差又无味。
But God, just like Paul, would rather all of us be strong at his expense.
可是神有如保罗一样，宁可我们坚强，自己做牺牲。
And this is why he says that the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but for everyone to come to repentance.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
，The judgment is not to be feared.
我们不必害怕审判。
Instead, we as Christians we should eagerly anticipate judgment.
而是要积极的等待审判。
Let us prepare ourselves well in this time of Advent.
在这降临节的时间，让我们好好准备。
Knowing that when judgment comes, we will all pass the test.
而审判来的时候，我们都会及格。
God's intention for us is to pass the test.
神的意图是要我们所有的人都及格。
So therefore, take this time of Advent as a time for self-examination.
所以在这降临节的时候，让我们自我反省。
Check that indeed Christ is living in you.
查看基督是否活在你里面。
Let us reject the falsehood of prosperity and wealth.
拒绝繁荣与富裕的假教导。
Instead, let us embrace the spirit of ministry that is manifested in Paul.
拥抱保罗侍奉的精神。
For God's power is truly strengthened in our weaknesses.
神的大能在我们的软弱中得以完成。
Emmanuel.
以马内利。
God is with us.
神与我们同在。
Let us pray.Our Father in heaven, as we await this time of judgment, Lord, we eagerly anticipate it because we know only judgment will bring about true peace. Let us, Lord, therefore, strengthen us as we examine ourselves in this time of Advent, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that truly we know that you are living in us. All this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.我们现在来奉献。先给红色的，才给蓝色的。红色的奉献袋是经常的奉献，蓝色的奉献袋是慈善的奉献。The red offering bag is for church operation. The blue offering bag is for charity.